Hey everybody, this is Brian from Surf Guru with your Foam Ball Friday and Weekend Surf Report, brought to you by the Main Street Pub in downtown Melbourne. Hey, today on Friday, we are kind of flat in some spots. Lucky knee-high waves now and again, coming in 8 seconds from the east. Winds are mostly trending south-southeast. Not too much really going on. It's going to be same thing for the weekend. We're going to have knee with a maybe lucky bigger set now and again. Summer wind patterns, so, you know, kind of more onshore in the afternoons. We might see a little bump on Sunday that's going to kind of carry over into Monday with some leftovers, and then that's going to be fading out as the week goes on. Now, I'm keeping an eye on this area of high pressure in the Atlantic. If it manages to move north just a little bit, that would give us a good wind field for a little east-southeast bump later in the week. But, you know, that's kind of neither here nor there because it can move or it'll decide to just stay parked in the middle of the Atlantic, leaving us kind of the same conditions we have right now. So I was up at Jetty Park again yesterday, and I think I finally figured out what our issue is up there. They had switched us over to a digital fiber setup from our old analog internet. And this whole time I was thinking, oh, we're just plugged into a router or switch somewhere. No, what they did is they actually took our old analog router that was 3 inches away from the camera control system and moved it to like another building an eighth a mile away, and then just ran a fiber setup from there to there. So we were still running on this old modem that's been, you know, running the camera for years, but it's starting to go bad, and I didn't know where it was, so there was no way to reset it. So that's been our whole internet issue. So I'm heading back up there again today. Spectrum guys are supposed to have a replacement for it, and hopefully that camera will be back online after, you know, a while now banging my head trying to figure that one out. And then we're moving on to the other cameras that are down. Yeah, it's just been catch up. Like you guys know, I was sick last month, and I'm catching up. This is, you know, Surf Guru is not my main job. Surf Guru is what I do because I enjoy doing it, and I like keeping these cameras free and available for everybody. We don't really make any money off this. I still have like a regular job. So, I mean, like when I get done today with the surf report, I'm heading up to Jetty Park. Once I get done with that, I'm going to try to hit the North Cocoa Beach Pier Cam, see if we can't get that one going. Then I got to come back home, and then I'm probably going to be video editing till like 10 o'clock tonight, trying to get that done for my regular work. But anyway, I love doing it. I'm so happy when people use a site, and it makes people happy. I actually had somebody stop me. I was wearing my Surf Guru shirt, and they just wanted to say thank you, and that really meant a lot. So anyway, I'll be back again on Monday, give you guys an update. Next week is going to be the first week where I'm not going to be working like 14 hours a day, hopefully. So I should be able to dress a couple more of these cams that are down. That's going to be nice to get those out of my hair. So until then, check those cams. It's the best way to know what's going on your favorite spot. And hey, everybody, I really mean it. Thank you so much for checking out Surf Guru.